Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Ashwani Srivastav, journalist.
The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, met on Wednesday and approved some key proposals. One of them includes an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. The Cabinet approved this incentive scheme worth approximately 1,500 crore to promote UPI transactions below 2,000 rupees for 2024-25. Let us now listen to Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, what he said while briefing on this key decision.
1,500 crore rupees ki scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi transaction ki cost nahi lagegi aur unko incentive diya jayega. Aur usme jo Reserve Bank of India ki jo standard definitions hai, wo sari ki sari applicable hogi.
Santosh ji, how do you see this decision? What is common people going to gain out of this huge announcement made by the cabinet today?
This is basically extending the benefits of digital payment, which India is witnessing right now, to rural areas or the smaller towns. So the merchants, small merchants specifically, those merchants, when they will be getting payment under rupees 2,000, obviously what this incentive would do is like enhance the amount. Amount means the number of digital transactions, and expand these kind of transactions which are UPI based across different segments of small sector, small industry. What this will do is that what is happening in India is that the digital payments are A, bringing in transparency in transaction, B, it is easier to record and it is easier to assess the whole transaction, plus it brings in lots of simplicity in the whole transaction mechanism. So once, with the help of this incentive, it escalates into small merchants in rural areas and also smaller cities. Obviously, it is going to have great gains in terms of extending digital payment in these areas.
Under this scheme, the government will bear MDR, which is merchant discount rate, expense for payment of less than 2,000 rupees made by a person to a merchant. Do you feel that this is going to make a UPI transaction more lucrative?
Absolutely. And this is going to benefit banks also, because the incentive is paid by the government to the acquiring bank, the merchant bank. And thereafter, it is shared among other stakeholders like issuer bank and payment service provider bank and all those entities. So obviously, if this incentive is coming in the whole infrastructure, then it is going to benefit the infrastructure, the agencies which are there in these transactions, and obviously expand the base of the digital transaction to these areas, you know, as I said earlier.
The promotion of indigenous Bheem UPI platform is also one of the objectives behind this decision, and the government intends to achieve the target of 20,000 crore total transaction volume in financial year 2024-25. Of course, it seems that it is going to have a good impact on the ground. Santosh ji, let us now talk about another decision taken by the cabinet today, and which is related to construction of a 6-lane access-controlled greenfield highway starting from JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra on BOT mode. Santosh ji, how do you see this decision?
This is, you know, one of the areas where India needs to take its infrastructure to the next level. As far as connectivity of roads to different ports is concerned, it is going to be the next level of reform. And under PM Gati Shakti, government is extending and providing lots of focus on doing this. And this one project is going to help in a major way the transportation of goods from roads to the ports. And right now, this whole distance which is covered takes around 2-2.5 hours. And once this whole infrastructure is built, A, it will basically enhance the transportation element and transportation amount which is happening right now. What happens is that because of the congestion on roads right now, it takes more time. And the amount which is expected to grow as far as transportation of goods is concerned through this route, it will also be able to cater to that particular amount. So the whole idea of creating new and new infrastructure which connects roads to ports is the next level of reform in development of infrastructure under PM Gati Shakti. And this project is going to attain that.
This project will be developed on build, operate and transfer, which is BOT mode, at a total capital cost of 4,500 crore. That's a huge amount that will be put in to develop this greenfield highway project. Of late, Santosh ji, we see that the central government is putting a lot of trust on creating highways, you know, across the country. and especially connecting ports, do you feel that it is going to help in ensuring ease of business?
Absolutely, because if you take the example of this project only, with increasing container volume in JNPA port and with the development of also the Navi Mumbai International Airport, this was the need which was identified, you know, for augmenting national highway connectivity in this region to cater to, as I earlier said, to cater to the needs of the increase in transportation volume of goods and all. So across country, these kind of projects are going to take the whole transportation of goods to the next level in a faster manner. And also, it will bring in lots and lots of benefits to the companies which are engaged in goods and transportation and also the business on the whole. And it adds to the whole ecosystem of bringing in lots and lots of efficiency in the transportation of goods the way we do today. And you would see that the transportation cost is one of the major bottlenecks of India's industry. And these kind of connectivities, what it will do is like it will take care of these kind of inefficiencies that are there inbuilt in the Indian production system. And that's why these connectivities are getting the kind of focus they are getting of the government. This JNPA port development, the connectivity port development is going to help not only that route, the Maharashtra route of connectivity, which is from roads to the port, but the focus is on in other areas also, and especially in connecting ports, roads to other infrastructures from where the transportation of goods happens. And this is one big area which PM Gati Shakti is ensuring. And we hope that kind of requirement that Indian industry has today of these kind of connectivities, the government's efforts will certainly bring results.
Let us now talk about other decisions which are taken by the Union Cabinet today, and among them is also the setting up of a urea plant in Assam with an estimated cost of 10,601 crore. Before I go further, let us now listen to Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav while announcing this key decision.
नामरूप 4 फर्टिलाइजर प्लांट के नाम से ये नया प्रोजेक्ट है और इस प्रोजेक्ट में एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनेगा जो कि गवर्नमेंट ऑफ आसाम BVFCL HURL और NFL और ऑयल इंडिया लिमिटेड इन सब का एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनके 10,600 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट से इस प्रोजेक्ट में यूरिया की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होगी
संतोष जी व्हाई दिस प्लांट इज इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर आसाम एंड फॉर द कंट्री
This is so important under the umbrella of activist policy of the government. You need to develop these kind of projects in that area, northeastern part of the country. And government is providing a lot of focus into that. With the help of this project only, if you see, the states of Assam, West Bengal and Northeast will also benefit through this plant and that too with more and more availability of urea. So these are the kind of things when you extend these kind of projects and these kind of infrastructure to Northeast, then obviously it adds in three ways. A, it gives rise to the availability of urea in that particular region, which up till now was required and now this will facilitate that. B, it will give rise to industrial activity also in that region that will lead to another set of benefit which will add to job creation. And also, if the economic activity also improves through these kind of projects in that region, then obviously the overall thought process or the overall policy of the government to bring in development of Northeast in a very different way is going to get facilitated. So this project also is going to help in a major way in the Northeast region of the country as far as I said, the benefits, the urea availability, creation of jobs and increase in the industrial activity or the production activity.
This project will come up in the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited, Namrup in Assam. And as Minister said, it will be developed through a joint venture. And this proposed joint venture will have equity pattern, like Government of Assam will have 40% and BVFCL, which is Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited, will have 11%. Hindustan Urvarak and Rasayan Limited will have 13%. National Fertilizer Limited will have 18% and Oil India Limited will also have 18%. And you see, the thrust will be to meet growing demand of urea fertilizers of Northeast, Bihar, West Bengal, Eastern Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand region. Do you feel that there may be a necessity to put up more plants like in the Northeastern region?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only this urea plant, but there are other plants and there are other industrial activities which are being seen in Assam. Specifically, you would have seen that in the high technology areas also, the plants are getting put up in that region, in Assam specifically. And the way the government focus is increasing on Northeast region, there are plans also to put up a lot many industrial projects in that particular region. Assam is getting focused right now. So the whole idea is to develop Northeast in a manner that the overall income level of people increases, overall job creation level increases in that particular region, and it benefits on the whole the eastern part of the country, which includes West Bengal, Assam, Odisha, Jharkhand, even Bihar, and all the northeastern states. So overall, yes, the government's intention is to, you know, develop infrastructure, develop industry, and develop all sorts of industrial activity in the region. And over a period of time, it will certainly benefit the northeast region and all the states of that part of the country.
Let us now talk about another decision, which is about revised national program for dairy development. Santoshji, what is the importance of this revised national program for dairy development, and just take our audience through this key decision. What is its benefit and all?
Dairy development in India has gone into phases. Now you have reached a stage where you have to bring in lots of efficiency in the whole ecosystem. And what National Dairy Development Program does is to target that. So whether it is dairy procurement infrastructure, whether it is testing infrastructure, whether it is bringing in lots of technology in the dairy development area, all those things are targeted under dairy development, this whole program. And the impetus of the government is to create infrastructure for milk procurement, processing capacity, and ensuring better quality control. All these three elements bring in lots of efficiency, as I said earlier. So what this enhanced allocation will do is that take the whole thing to the next level. And dairy development is one area which again brings in lots of, you know, efficiency and also economic development in that particular area, because it helps farmers, it gives them better quality of returns, it provides different kind of economic activity to the region where dairy development is happening. It helps people at the lower level, at the ground level itself, in having employment and in having fruitful income also. So overall, in the government's thought process, the whole dairy development plan is to take this whole idea of dairy development, this 2.0, to a level where the ecosystem has better technology, ecosystem has better procurement facility, and ecosystem has better quality control, which is required today to bring in lots of efficiency in the system.
The Union Cabinet also approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in livestock sector. Before we discuss any further on this, let us now listen to Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav on this key announcement.
राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन 3400 करोड़ का, इसमें बेसिकली कैसे हम मिल्क प्रोडक्शन की प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाएं उसके ऊपर काम किया गया है। इसमें आर्टिफिशियल इंसेमिनेशन और इन विट्रो फर्टिलाइजेशन, इन दोनों पे काम करना है। इंसेमिनेशन के पूरे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को, पूरे नेटवर्क को कैसे बढ़ाना, उस पे बहुत बड़ा जोर दिया जाएगा, जिससे कि किसानों को अपने गाँव में ही या गाँव के आसपास ही सबसे जितनी हो सके सुविधाएं मिल सके।
Santoshji, with the implementation of this mission and other efforts of the central government, milk production has already increased by 63.55% in the last 10 years.
In last 10 years, if this scheme has succeeded in enhancing your milk production by almost about 64%, that's quite phenomenal. And along with the availability of milk, which was 307 grams as per grams per day in 2013-14, it has increased to 471 grams per day in 2023-24. And productivity has also increased by 26.34% in the last 10 years. So obviously, these kind of programs, especially this one, where livestock quality gets improved. And this is typically based on, you know, improvement in the way livestock is reared. So once you improve with better technology livestock rearment, and then your milk production increases, then obviously the gains are phenomenal. All these gains accrue to farmers in terms of better income, in terms of better returns. And if the farmer incomes are getting better and the returns are better, then overall economic activity in that particular region where this dairy development is happening, it gets enhanced. So this is why this Gokul program also has shown that if you have these kind of focused programs, then overall in terms of gains in efficiency and better returns are phenomenal.
Santoshji, you explained to us in detail about the different proposals approved by the Union Cabinet today. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Santosh Tiwari, economic analyst, and Ashwini Srivastav, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.